Today's episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Welcome to Dungeons & Dragons. It's me, your Dungeon Master, Russ Moore, just back from a lovely vacation with Amy, Tom, and Carla, where, guess what? I didn't edit an episode, but that's okay, because we have our friends over at Dungeons & Drimbus who we want to share their first episode of their second season, Hunt for the Florida Man. There's a whole lot of things that I just said that probably don't make a ton of sense. So let's back it up a little bit there. Dungeons & Drimbus, they're an immersive, fully sound-designed actual play podcast featuring a cast of professional actors going on ridiculous homebrew adventures guaranteed to leave you laughing and crying, or both. It's just a good mix of that crying while you're laughing. You're laughing so hard that there are tears just streaming down your face. Or it's the type of sob that happens that people think you're laughing, and then they come in and like, okay, you need some water? And like, that's what's happening here. The Drimbus crew are all wonderful people. They're all professional actors and great friends. They've worked together on stage. They have amazing chemistry that shines through in their improv work that they do here. And the friendship that they share means that they're all experts at getting under each other's skin in all the right ways to leave you wheezing with laughter. Again, that laughter. Hunt for the Florida Man is their season two, and this is the first episode of that to get you launched into that. It's entirely available now when you go find it in your podcast player. Just search for Dungeons and Drimbus, or look down for a link in the show notes, and we'll make sure that we've got it for you there. Did I mention that they publish every single week too? So this is another one that you're going to have constant content all the time. Dungeons and Drimbus publishes everywhere every Friday. Now let's get you to the episode. Season 2, Episode 1, Hunt for the Florida Man.
Miami, Florida. We zoom over the scorching concrete of the Dolphin Mall parking lot, over the comically large blue IKEA cube, and onto the turnpike. 4:30 p.m. A man in a white BMW in a tight white tank top with large plastic frame sunglasses emerges from his car shouting, "Oh yeah, bro! What a fuck!" at a clunky 20-year-old Scion that he clearly just sideswiped, bringing rush hour traffic to a crawl. Ahead of the accident, a wild figure in a golf cart takes the exit onto 8th Street. Just behind the accident, in a 1995 Toyota Camry, sit Miami girl Adnama, snowbird David Feinstein, Central Floridian and conspiracy theorist Cletus, and his pet gator, Steve. What do you do?
Bro, are you for real right now? Bro, no, I can't. How are we supposed to go?
Easy now, Steve.
Sensei, can they understand me or what I'm saying? Very self-conscious about my voice. I want to make sure only you can understand what I'm saying.
Whatever you have to say, I'll let them know.
All right, thank you, Sensei.
Would you shut that damn animal up, please? All that hissing is making me nervous.
Steve, they're asking you to calm down a little bit.
The Florida Steve. Man is getting away!
Oi vey!
Bro, what are we supposed to do? Like, away?
Alright, you're gonna have to turn off into the side of the road. Just turn right onto the shoulder. Just do it.
Okay, I'm gonna do it. I do it.
Alright, give me a dexterity check for that.
19, bro.
Oh, I'm quelling.
Yeah, that's right. What do you want?
All
right.
So Adnama, the high schooler who has just joined the gang to complete community service hours to graduate, takes David Feinstein's 1995 Toyota Camry, swerves over to the right, weaves in between cars, and manages to get right in between that sort of metal bumper on the side of the turnpike. And just barely, you know, the mirror of the car is a millimeter away from, like, being scraped off by the edge of that barrier, and scoots out and makes her way off the turnpike.
Yay!
But you have now lost sight of the golf cart.
Okay, now what? Bro, like, I don't know where I'm going, so...
I don't think that golf cart has any sort of good turning, so I think if we just kind of head for a straight direction, we'll find him again. We've got the speed. My 95 Camry, you know, it gets a-going.
Okay, I'm gonna go straight, because all of you clearly, like, don't know what you're doing. I'm going straight.
What is everyone's passive perception?
I got a 12.
All right, Cletus, through the front windshield, you see a trail of pastelitos and merengue. just in front of you, kind of with some...
Say again, American.
It's a trail of pastries and meringue.
Right. Hey, y'all see that trail up ahead?
Since I have a 12 passive perception as well, I'm assuming, yes, I do.
You do? And you see that it leads down off the exit and then turns left onto 107.
Adnama, I think it's time for a very hard left turn, please.
Okay, bros, I'll do it, whatever.
Get your seatbelt on, Steve.
Yes, sensei, always.
I'm gonna turn left. Wait, I thought you wanted me to go straight.
We changed our mind.
Are you sure? Because once I go left, I'm not going back.
We gotta adapt like Florida man. We see the trail up ahead. I tell you what, that is a Florida man tracking.
Okay, I'm gonna make a left then, whatever.
All right, so you begin to drive out, and then you see, as you turn left onto 107, the trail gets almost thicker, like it is comical. You on a golf cart, like, there's no way that you could store this many pastries and bags of meringue, yet somehow there is a massive trail of pastries going all the way down 107th. As you follow the sweet treats through Doral and into Fontainebleau, you see utter carnage everywhere. Skid marks matching the turbo-boosted golf cart remain, with trampled pedestrians, overturned cars, and, oddly, enormous clusters of ducks. You finally catch up to the cart, and it takes a desperate turn into a La Carreta drive-thru as it leads you around three times before losing you and continuing down a back road. You carefully make your way out and chase hot on its trail. The cart keeps an impressive speed as it turns into a golf course, smashing through the security barrier, and a heavy-set, white-haired man comes out of the booth shouting, "Oye, chico, pero what happened?" And you screech to a halt just in time to avoid running over the elderly man, who turns around, smacks a palm on your hood, and shouts, "Oye, people, be careful, man!"
Computer, what is he saying?
Yo, bro, get away from my car!
Computer, analyze and translate
what
that.
What are you doing here? Do you have ID? This is a private country club.
Bro, I don't need an ID to get here. I need you to move so I can keep
this
going,
This is a
please.
Private country club! And you see he grabs his little walkie-talkie and he goes,
"Elise, come back. Elise, come back."
There I'm sorry, wait, I'm sorry.
A rogue golf cart in the course.
Sensei, we are in danger here. We must move out.
What the hell is he saying up there?
He's literally speaking English. Like, stop being a racist asshole. Okay, listen, hold up. Like, can I go? Is he standing in front of the car so I can go forward?
He's directly in front of the car.
Bro, I'm about to just hit him.
Let me see if I can talk him down here. Let me see if I can explain the situation. We don't want
to go ahead, because
anything.
I'm about to hit him.
Sir, I can tell that you, sir, a wonderful mensch of a man, sir. You look so handsome in your security uniform. Can't you just step aside so we can track down this crazy man? We're private detectives, you see.
Listen, don't try to sweet talk me. I'm not like you people. I don't roll like that.
Whoa, what do you mean, you people?
We're just trying to get rid of this Michigan, sir. Come on, let us pass.
Sensei, permission to attack.
Permission granted. Chop and grab. Let's do it.
What are you saying, bro?
Nothing, just keep talking that there, citizen of the America.
Do you have ID or not? I'm going to call the police.
Sir, I need you to move your tuchus. I need you to move that tuchus out of the way so we can get through, please.
You cannot get through. I need to see your ID. This is a private country club, man.
Bro, like, why do you need to see my ID? Like, it's not that deep.
While they're talking, we would like Steve to go around back and sneak under and chop, give him the old chop and snatch.
Steve, roll a stealth check for me.
No. Yes. Oh, crud.
Tell God I rolled a 3.
Steve, paint a picture for me as to how you're trying to approach this man.
I bashed a window and started crawling on the floor towards him.
Okay, so in the back seat of the Toyota Camry, Cletus begins to hand crank roll it down and just tosses him out the window, and he goes, and then you see Steve just like sprawled out, hissing, doing his little gator hiss, and slowly walking towards the man, and he goes, "Oh yeah, chico, pero what happened? No, oh my god!" And he's gonna.
That's so stupid.
And he's gonna...
Wait, bro, what happened?
he's gonna try and kick at Steve. Steve, what is your armor class?
Sensei, I'm in danger. My armor class is 12.
So he desperately kicks at Steve, and frightened, he falls down and then picks himself back up. And he goes, "Oye, chico, pero ¿de dónde vino eso? ¿Qué es esa locura? Who brings the gator here?" And he's now sitting on the hood of the car so that Steve can't get to him.
He's on the car. Let's go. Hit the gas. We'll take him with
us.
He starts
smacking on the windshield, and he goes, "Whose gator is this? What the hell? Grab your little animal. This is crazy. You cannot bring this into our country, Clark."
"Hey, I got a permit. Come on, Steve. Let's go."
"Let me see the permit. Grab your gator. You cannot have a gator walking around without a leash."
"I'm coming, Sensei." I jump back into the window.
And I drive like hell.
Hit that. Hit it.
Bro, I go. I say, "It's no gators here, baby. It's all about the you, baby. Let's go."
Roll dexterity for me with advantage.
Roll vehicular manslaughter.
18.
You rip through the kind of security entrance. He had just come out of his little hut. The Florida man in the golf cart had like broken that little raising barrier. And you tear through, and you see this elderly man stumble over the windshield and desperately puts both hands on it as you drive, picking up speed. And you see the hands drag along the windshield. And he goes, "Oh, it's a good boy!" As he flies off and rolls on the ground. You may have just killed this old man, but you rip into the golf course.
It's for the greater good. Don't think about it.
And you follow the little skid marks of the golf cart, and it eventually leads you through the course and into, you see, like one of those restroom hut type things.
Oh my god.
And you see the golf cart parked outside.
Why is that the thing I can picture the best?
Like a porta potty?
Like the little pavilions, but that are just bathrooms?
Yeah, the little buildings that are like really shitty bathrooms.
Okay, got it. Like in a park, like those?
Yeah.
Now okay, I'm immersed.
Okay. I'm not going in there. I got us here, so one of you.
You gotta go because you got the girls' bathroom, and we can only go in the boys' bathroom.
Bro, are you kidding? No one is here.
You don't know. The Florida man could be there.
Let's just get our tuckuses out of the car and let's go. Come on.
You want me to go by myself?
No, we're stepping out. We're getting out. I'm getting out. Let's go, Steve. Come on.
Okay, I'm gonna get out too.
All right, Steve, tinfoil hats on. Don't forget, we are now in the outer layer, and we want to keep our thoughts in and away from outsiders.
Here's I'm with tinfoil. You, Sensei. Always.
Don't mind them, dear. They're a little kooky, but they're okay. They're good people.
Hey, I'm protecting you, okay? You're not protecting... This is not to protect me from you. I'm protecting you. You're not. I'm not protecting me.
This okay? is the last time in. I go on Craigslist. Like, no, bro. Like, this is... This was not the move.
Enough with the schmoozing, everybody. Let's go into the bathrooms, for crying out loud.
Okay, get my shotgun. I'm ready. Take a shit.
Are you gonna... Wait, if you find him, are you gonna kill him?
Well, I just need to defend myself. It's my Second Amendment right, goddammit.
But, like, you can't just go in and kill him. Like, that's not...
No, but if he jumps on me, you know he's on bath salts and whatnot.
I mean... But, like, you... Never mind, whatever, I'm not...
It's just for protection.
You think we were gonna schlep down all the way to Miami from South Florida, Boca Raton area, all the way down here just to not kill a man? My God, come on.
They say we're gonna kill him, I just using it to hold him. I'm using it like, you know, hold him down, you know, to like get in a car, you know? Just, that's all it is.
Sensei, tell God I'm in the bathroom.
You're going to the bathroom? Well, hold on, we gotta do team, right? Team, everybody hands in, let's do this. Hands in. 1, 2, 3, Daytona Patrol Force. Let's go.
Daytona Patrol Force.
I'm not from Daytona.
Neither am I, sweetheart, but you kind of just say what the man says and then he moves on.
You want to be the Harley Davidson squadron of Mr. Gang.
I'm just gonna go into the bathroom.
It's a work in progress.
We're still workshopping.
All right, Steve. I do like 12 different hand signals without talking to Steve. Like,
I'm going into the bathroom, please.
You take the girls' bathroom. Boys going into boys' party.
Okay, whatever.
So is that what's happening? You're going into the girls' bathroom, and the gentlemen are going into the men's restroom?
And Steve.
I guess so.
I will accompany Adnanda.
Adnama,
I'm sorry, dear. Your name is so strange. All you millennials with your weird names. A Gen
it's
Z or whatever the
so
hell, yeah.
It's easy. It's literally, like, so easy. Like, what?
Adnama and David. You go into the women's restroom and you enter, no problem. And what do you do?
I look around. Can I roll? I want to roll for search. That's a 14.
You look around and it looks exactly as you'd expect. It's dirty and dank. It's like way too warm and humid in here. But you don't really see anything out of the ordinary.
Dank, that's what the kids say about those memes on the internet, right?
Bro, you did not just say that. Are you serious?
The dank memes, you know?
No, I totally know. Like, no, you're right. You're like, don't ever let anyone tell you that you're not hip and like with it, you know?
Thank you, sweetheart. That means a lot coming from a nice little gal like you.
Okay, don't like push it though.
So there's nobody here, right? Should we leave? Should we keep looking? All right. You know what? While I'm here, I might as well go. Just give me a second. I'm just gonna go into one of the stalls real fast.
I can wait outside though. Like, I don't.
Yeah, that's fine. Go ahead,
David. Okay. Roll and add your constitution with disadvantage.
Oh, that's a 14 total.
All right, you get a nice strong stream out.
Oh, thank God.
Okay, on the outside, for our friends Cletus and Steve, you go to enter the men's restroom. You push on the door, and you are met with resistance. Like, it does not budge at all. All
right, breach and clear, Steve. Breach and clear. You ready for this?
Yes, Sensei. Get ready.
I don't got any explosives on me. I forgot to bring them, but I think I can shoot the lock, and then I kick it down.
That sounds good. Do that.
I'm gonna shoot the lock.
You shoot the door, and it, like, it's almost like the shrapnel and the little pellets, like, bounce off. Like, the door is protected somehow.
What? The Sam's hell is this? Steve, analysis.
It seems protected by some sort of force. I need to look at this door. 7.
That's for a search?
Yeah.
So basically what happens is you notice some weird writing on it, but from down on the ground you can't actually read it.
Sensei.
What is it?
My height is foiling my plans again. You must read the writing there. I could barely make it out of it. You need to read it for us.
Oh yeah, it does say something. What does that say?
In some sort of brown lettering, you see something very faintly written.
Out of shit?
It's just brown lettering. You don't know. You see something faintly written on the door, and it says, "To cut off the head is to lose the heart. Thanks to me, South Florida will never depart."
To cut off the head is to lose the heart. Thanks to me, South Florida will never depart.
It's a riddle, Sensei.
Oh, shit. Ask your ancestors what that could be.
I need a moment to channel the ancestors.
The Gator Lords.
You connect with your ancient lizard people ancestors, and they say,
"Damn it, they're too far out of reach. I can't hear them well."
But how? They're in charge of the government. Obama is a lizard. We know this.
Sensei, damn. My head hurts. I must stop. I must stop right now.
David, you hear him shout from outside, "Obama is a lizard!" And your senses go
on. Come on, Adnama. We gotta get over there. I think there's something going on. I can feel it in my bones.
Yeah, I can just, like, hear it. It's, like, right there. So, yeah. I don't have to feel anything. That's kind of weird. David? That's your name, right? David?
Yes, dear. It's David.
What's the other guy's name with the...
Oh, lizard? It's Cletus. And I think, from what I've gathered, the lizard's name is Steve.
Wow, that seems a little backwards.
Hey, you know, it's Florida. What you gonna do?
Adnama, can you tell us how you came to join these people?
Yeah, sure. So, like, in order to graduate, I have to get, like, a certain amount of community service hours, and, like, I'm really close to, like, the end of the year, and I don't have, like, any hours. So I went online because, like, duh. And I found this ad on Craigslist that said nature management. And I was like, I mean, sure, because that, like, it was right there, and I wasn't going to do, like, more research to find something. So I clicked it, and they said sure. and now I'm here. So, like, I had no idea, like, this is what it was. So, like, don't judge me based off of this, because, like, I didn't know.
Sensei, this list, if we could find Craig, maybe he could lead us to the Florida man.
No, Steve, Craig's list would I use to get them fools to join the squad.
Oh, I understand. Yeah. So it's an internet type of thing.
Right, yeah, because nobody does anything for you unless they see you hand them a dollar bill, you know. No one cares about the truth, but we do, right?
Thank you for your wisdom, Sensei.
Always.
So he talks to his lizard?
Yeah, it's a whole thing.
What, you don't?
I just kind of ignore it. Cletus, what's going on here? Why haven't you gone into the restroom? We had already checked ours.
I shot the damn door and it won't open. But I did come across this. Check, take a look here at this door, what this says.
Is that poop?
I think so.
To cut off the head is to lose the heart. Thanks to me, South Florida will never depart.
Steve thinks it's some kind of riddle and he's been trying to contact his lizard ancestor to figure out what exactly that could be. But we're in a bit of a lag right now with that one.
Yeah, I could totally see how you'd be in a lag with that one.
You know what? You know why the South Florida can never get away from North Florida? It's those damn Republicans. Is it Marco Rubio? Is that the answer?
David shouts to Marco Rubio at the bathroom door, and you almost hear like a bad buzzer, like a...
oh, it's a word. We must give the door a word to crack the code.
How does that work? Is voice activated?
Potentially.
What?
Is a voice activated door a bathroom door? That makes sense, actually. The Florida man would set up his high HQ base in somewhere you'd never suspect, because nobody ever goes to these disgusting-ass bathrooms in the middle of the park, and surrounded by grass is perfect. Raise your antenna. Let's get a better connection and talk to your lizard people again. It's that 5G. We got to get that 5G.
Cletus, Sensei, can you tell God to read the code again?
To cut off the head is to lose the heart. Thanks to me, South Florida will never depart.
Okay. This could be some backwards logic, but think about Florida. It's a peninsula, right? If you cut off the head of Florida, we are disconnected from the whole United States and we drift off into the ocean, thus departing. So the answer must be Tallahassee.
Tallahassee.
As the northern part of Florida, if we cut that off, we drift off into the ocean.
What's that got to do with the heart?
I don't know.
Steve thinks it's Tallahassee.
Cletus shouts Tallahassee at the door, and it goes...
Did you just at me? I'm going to shoot it again. I'm going to shoot this thing again.
It goes.
Stop wasting your bullets.
Are there any Florida specific creatures that have the heart of their body located in the head?
Bro, like, I feel like you're asking the wrong group of people.
I don't know, man. I was never good at politics. I can't tell you.
What?
President. Government. Trump.
No.
Disney World.
Disney World. Democrat.
You hear Democrat, President, Government, Disney World. And the door goes...
And then on Disney World, it goes... Miska. Muska. Mickey. Mouse.
Sensei, I've done it.
What have you done?
My ancestors communicated it to me in the key moment.
What, Mickey Mouse Disney World? I'm gonna try the doorknob.
All right, you push on the door and it swings open.
Really? Wait, Disney World is the I'm confused.
Sensei, you've taught me well. I couldn't have done it without you.
That really does make sense, though. Like,
wait, because of Walt Disney's frozen head, right? That's why.
Perhaps it's the heart of Florida.
Maybe we should just like go inside.
Because, I'm actually curious how we solved
it. Orlando's in the heart of Florida. Cutting off the head, the frozen head. Yeah, whatever. You know what? Let's go find this Florida man so we can go back home.
Breach and clear, Steve. You know the drill. You're going to check the stalls. I'm going in for the... you're checking because at your level, right, you can see all the feet at once. And I'm going to go from above and push each door open with my shotgun prepped.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hi, I'm Yusuf Dahl, and when I was 18, I was convicted of selling drugs. For the past 3 years, I've had difficulty finding housing because it is legal in the United States to discriminate against individuals that have a past drug distribution conviction on their record for life. It doesn't matter if it was a hard drug like heroin or a drug that's now legal or partially legal in many states across the country, like marijuana. The Thurman Amendment was introduced to the Fair Housing Act in 1988 by segregationist Strom Thurmond, and it's since been used to deny housing to all people. But because people of color are disproportionately jailed for drug charges, we are affected more. My goal is to overturn this amendment to start an end to housing discrimination that unfairly targets people of color. If you would like to join this movement, please visit ThurmanAmendment.org to learn more.
A message from the Fable and Folly Network. The Fable and Folly Network supports creators of exceptional audio stories, including the one you're listening to right now. If you love our shows, we want to hear from you. Complete our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey. This will help us learn more about you, what you like, what you'd like to hear more of, and how we can maintain an inclusive, safe atmosphere. As a thank you for your participation, we have extras and behind-the-scenes content from your favorite shows. Fans make the network what it is. Thanks for listening, and we can't wait to hear from you. Find our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey today.
As you enter the men's room, you hear a long snorting noise.
Oh no.
You turn the corner, and beneath the oddly ominous purple lighting, you see the figure, the Florida man, snorting absurd amounts of bath salts. It turns to see you, eyes wide, pupils dilated, and lets out an inhuman scream. Before you can react, it scrambles up the corner wall in one of the stalls and barely fits through a hole in the ceiling.
Oh, stay, get after him. You can fit through there.
I can't jump, Sensei. He's too high for me. He went through the ceiling.
Steve Cornelius Nicodemus III, I command you. And I grab his tail and I swing him like a fucking propeller and I throw him in the hole.
Give me a dexterity check for that, I guess. Okay.
That is a 22.
Stephen Cornelius Nicodemus III. Cletus grabs you by the tail and flings you in circles above his head and then tosses you up through the tiny hole and you shoot up like a missile and then out onto the exterior roof of the building. I will tell you what you see after we deal with your companions.
All right, I don't have the best flexibility here, so if you could somebody please direct me to a nice... A nice chair lift or something to get me up there.
Everyone roll a wisdom check for me.
I got plenty of that.
20.
4.
1.
A 15.
Adnama, you see all of this and you're like, y'all are friggin' stupid. You can see the roof from outside.
I'm just gonna exit.
Okay.
I'm gonna follow her. Exit stage left.
Where's she going? Where you going, Adnama? Come on, you gotta tell me where you're going.
It's Adnama, not Admama.
Adnama.
Adnama.
Alibaba.
Adnama. Adnama.
I left. I'm gone. I'm yelling from outside.
I'm looking in the mirror like, Admama, like, what's she mean?
Okay. Everyone except Cletus.
No, I want to fall.
All right, you fall. Outside, you look up onto the roof of the restroom building and see the Florida man dancing in a circle, chanting, croqueta, 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 and doing a little snort of bath salts off his forearm in between. So he goes, croqueta, 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 and he impressively leaps off the roof and runs towards the golf flagstick. He lets out a croqueta! And explodes into a cloud of croquetas, smattering the golf course. Then, Steve, you are on the roof seeing this, and you see what is coming up behind them. The rest of you, you hear a low, guttural hiss behind you.
Steve, I'm sorry. I didn't mean it.
That's not me, Sensei.
Calmly but steadfastly, you see it stalking up behind you. Dino Gator. a 5 foot tall and roughly 25 foot long alligator striding across the golf course in your direction. The croquetas on the ground vibrate, letting out a...
What?
As the beast nears you. Roll for initiative.
No!
Oh my god.
Alligator?
Oh, jeez. 8.
15.
3. Oh my god. I got a 1 critical fail.
So, first up is David Feinstein. You see this enormous gator striding across a golf course coming up to you. What do you do?
Yeah, David, what do you do?
Well, I am going to lean on my knowledge of Judaism, and I'm going to, I'm going to call upon my sacred flame just like Moses did with that bush, and I'm going to throw some fire on that man, that gator man.
Roll for damage.
That would be a 4.
Paint us a little picture. Do you say anything? How does this look coming from David?
Well, first, I have to thank God, praise him. And I say, L'chaim! And then I just kind of shoot my hands forward. And in the New Yorker style, after the fire has flown at him, I just give him a good old New Yorker greeting.
All right. So you hear, L'chaim! And all of a sudden, like literally just like magic, the gator just ignites. And then there's like fire coming out of the little nostrils, almost like a dragon. And you see it going as it takes some damage, but it keeps crawling. Next up, Adnama.
I'm going to use Pata Sucia. I'm going to take off my chancletas and I'm going to use it as a weapon to attack the gator. But then I rolled a 3.
Ooh. Adnama runs up to the gator with a chancleta in her right hand and smacks it up under the jaw with the chancleta, and it's unfazed. You just hear a little and nothing from the gator. Believe it or not, next up is the gator.
Of course it is.
And having just done that, it is almost bored. And what is your armor class, Adnama?
12.
Beautiful. It is almost bored after you slap it with the chancleta. And it keeps walking past you. And as it walks past you, it swings its tail out away from you and then smacks you with it as it returns. And does 6 points of damage.
Oh, no.
Do me a favor, roll a strength saving throw.
Okay. 14.
As it smacks you, it actually knocks you down with the heft of its tail, and you land flat on your stomach. Next up is Steve, up on the roof of the restroom building. What do you do?
Sensei, this is one of my ancestors. I must try communicating with it.
That's what I was thinking, but I don't want to lose you, pal.
You won't lose me. Don't worry, I'll just talk to him. It'll be fine.
Cletus, if you can really talk with this alligator, I highly recommend you go with a seduction plan or something.
I can talk to Steve. I don't know if I can talk to this thing, but I can definitely talk to Steve. I think Steve can talk to him. Though.
Brother, it is I, Steve. You don't want to fight us. Your effort is not.
No, I do want to fight you.
But why? Why are you doing this?
Deforestation.
That's why?
No, just kidding, the Florida man.
Oh, damn it.
He has summoned me.
It's my job.
Can I keep talking to you?
I have children who need healthcare.
We'll provide you healthcare. We provide that service, right, Sensei?
No one provides healthcare for gators but the Florida man. He has us all on payroll. It's awful.
But I bet he doesn't provide dental.
You can't hear me. What is your name, child?
It is I, Steve.
Steve, join me, and together we will rule the swamps.
I will never leave my sensei, brother.
We can kill the rest and take your sensei captive. Florida man may yet show him mercy and indoctrinate him.
I will not give up my sensei to the Florida man. We have no deal.
Is this war, Steve?
If there are no further negotiations, then it is war.
What have you left to offer?
My life.
So war, then?
Yes, war. It's war.
Okay. And he continues, he continues moving.
I have $2. I could give you $2.
Sir, would you like $2? That would go towards your health insurance fund.
Roll a second persuasion check for
me. Here we are.
What's the gator gonna do with $2?
7 again.
Oh no!
No, we're done. We're done.
No, I think he convinced him.
He's crawling. You hear the thudding footsteps on the golf course, and he goes, "What? $2?
$2?
I don't believe you. Oh, give it to me. Come, give me the dollars. Give them to me.
What will you give us in return?
I have this.
And he lifts up his tongue and there's a little, there's a strip of paper under it.
I don't want your paper. Tell you what, I give you $1.
No, you do want the paper.
What's the paper?
Okay, like, I'm like the elite kind of like gator dude around here, you know.
Right.
Hey, did you see me? I was on Vine a few years ago.
No one uses Vine anymore. What are you talking about?
It was before, back when it was hip. All the kids were recording me. I was walking along the golf course. Yeah, it was a whole big thing. It was giant gate. Okay, anyways. I know. I'm washed up. Anyways.
As long as you're admitting it, I'm going to say it.
So, like, I'm supposed to be totally undefeatable. But if you were to defeat me, the foreign man told me I have to give you this little piece of paper when I'm dead.
All right. So you're not going to fight us anymore.
I mean, if you give me $2, I'll give you the piece of paper and I'll leave you alone. But hold up. Then the Florida man's probably going to try and kill me. So, like...
Not if we kill him first.
How are you going to do that?
Have you seen our crew? We're pretty great.
Yeah, dude, I was actually getting pretty hungry. Not going to lie.
Okay, and on the outside, the rest of you...
What are we doing?
Adnama, you've just been knocked down by this tail, and you have now been staring for like 3 minutes as the enormous gator on the ground near you and the tiny gator up on the ceiling are going back and forth going... So, Cletus, what are you doing while they are communicating?
Getting in the car and starting it up.
Sensei's always thinking one step ahead. One step ahead, he's getting ready for the next one.
Yeah, I'm priming it. I don't know if I want to get cuckoo bananas yet.
David, what are you doing while they're hissing at each other?
Well, in my infinite wisdom, seeing that this gator did not fall to the chancleta, I am going to go ahead and give the party an entire blessing. Adonai Alechenu Melech Shalom. Whenever anyone needs to make an attack roll or a saving throw before this spell ends, the target can roll a d4 and add that number rolled to the attack roll or the saving throw.
Beautiful. And Nama, you've been knocked down. What are you doing while they're hissing at each other?
Bro, like, my chancletas are still off. Like, I'm gonna continue with Pata Sucia and I'm gonna try it again.
Roll your attack.
No, he's communicating.
I'm sorry, bro. Mama didn't raise no bitch.
She raised damn fool.
Oh! Oh no, but Mama did. Mama raised a fool. Mama raised a straight fool.
Sensei, tell the crazy lady to stop.
It's too late. Those crazy ladies already rolled.
Negotiate her as a food offering or something.
Don't forget about that D4 that you can roll, maybe. Is that a situation in which...
Was it a critical failure?
Oh, it was, wasn't it? Damn. Well, that's how intern life is. They don't last long.
Adnama gets up off the ground, goes to smack the gator, and the gator, in the middle of hissing, its mouth wide open, is like... and your arm goes right into its mouth, and it chomps down on you.
Ah! No!
And it does... Ay, yo, me. 7 points of piercing damage.
I'm sorry, say that one more time?
7 points of damage.
Say it in another language?
7 puntos... The damage.
Say it in English one more time.
The damage.
7 points of damage.
Yeah, your girl's knocked out, I think.
So you see they're hissing, and then you hear the slamming shut of the jaws. And you hear almost like a bone crunch. And Adnama lets out a yelp.
Damn it, David. That's a third intern this week we lost.
And immediately just kind of flops onto the ground. And she's now hanging out of the jaw of this massive gator. Who then, in the middle of his conversation with Steve, goes, "What the hell, dude?"
One moment. Sensei, if our intern dies, can I eat this one? You didn't let me eat the last two.
I'm about to eat her. What the hell? We were negotiating and she tried to kill me.
Say she's part of the deal. You're negotiating, right?
Yes, listen.
Say she's part of the deal.
That proved my point. in a way. You are so strong and so powerful. I know. The Florida man decided to come after you, you would kill him like that in an instant. You'd be fine.
Dude, the Florida man has powers you can't imagine.
And second of all, if he told you to give us the paper, if we beat you...
He gnaws on Enamel's arm a little bit.
All right. That looks mighty tasty. Anyway, if you give us the paper, like he said, if we beat you, then... You're doing your job. He can't kill you for doing your job, right?
Tell you what. Let me have this one for lunch, and I'll give you the paper.
Sensei!
What is it, Steve? What's he want? What's he want, Steve? Tell me. Let me know. I don't know what he's saying.
He wants to eat the crazy lady. And then he lets us go.
That's the third intern this week. We just get another one on Craigslist.
Sensei, fine. That's immoral. That's immoral, Sensei.
What, now you got the morals now?
I only eat them when they're dead.
Oh, you've been looking at some Noam Chomsky books again, haven't you? Tell you what,
big fella. First of all, what's your name? I haven't learned your name yet.
It's Gertrude.
Gertrude, nice to meet you, Gertrude, very kindly. Anyway.
Why is that alligator blushing?
Listen, I'll let you have all of the appendages and you leave us the rest, all right?
But the organ meats are the best part.
I know.
Are you hungry? I'll give you the arm.
I am a little hungry.
I'll leave you the arm if you let me take the rest. I'm way bigger than you, dude.
No, I'm all right. I prefer my meat dead. Anyway, tell you what.
The arm will be dead. She's basically dead right now.
Like, I have another proposal for you. If you leave her as she is, when we kill the Florida man... You could have him entirely. He's all yours.
Dude, you're like definitely not going to be able to kill the Florida man. Roll another persuasion check for me.
All right. That's a 6.
Yeah, he goes, you're definitely not going to be able to kill the Florida man.
I mean, we could try our best, but let me go back to my old offer. You take all her appendages, both arms, both legs, leave us the rest... And we'll be good to go.
Throw in the head and we'll call it a deal.
You get both arms, both legs, one ass cheek, and we'll call it a day. It's the juiciest part.
Roll of persuasion.
15.
Deal. And with that, he crunches down, severs an arm, crunches down, severs two legs, eats him up like a T-Rex, like throws him in the air and chomps him, grabs another arm, and then a butt cheek. Adnama dies. Adnama's dead.
What is going on?
I don't know where you thought this was going, but Adnama is dead. You just killed a high schooler.
We can throw her in the ice box. We can preserve her.
Yeah, we'll cut off the bleeding.
It's no vital organs. We can still preserve her.
Yes, she's all right.
I got the ice box in the back. We're gonna.
Adnama's dead, dude.
It's a no.
What's wrong with you?
You got the arms and legs and a butt cheek. We still have all the vital organs. We just throw her in the freezer, in the ice box.
We need to bring the body. The Florida man can reanimate it.
We throw her in the ice box. We can still save her.
All right. He finishes grabbing his snacks, spits out a little piece of paper on the ground, and then turns around and starts walking off into the forest again and says, thanks.
Cletus, my God, what the hell happened?
I lean on, like, with my elbow out on the window, and I... I'm like, hey, what's that paper say?
Godspeed, Gertrude.
Do we have a sunroof?
Sure, you have a sunroof.
All right, open the sunroof so Steve can jump in.
I dive in.
I run over to Admona's body to give her last rites.
Roll for me.
For rites?
Yeah.
Okay.
A 5.
You forget the rites.
You do such a poor job with the last rites. Adnama's spirit appears to you just to curse you one last time and chew you out.
Like, I don't even know what to say right now because, like, I can't, guys.
That would freak me out if a ghost just fucking started yelling in my ear. I don't even know what to say right now.
Bro, like, I don't even know. I cannot believe that you really did it. Like, you pulled this. I'm a high schooler. Like, I literally had a future. Like, I had everything planned. Like, I don't know what... Bro, like, don't even tell my mom because I swear she will kill you. Like, she will, like, don't tell her. Do not, because I swear to God, like, you're dead. Like, you're dead. Like, you're done. Like, you're done. Like, you're done. Okay, so, like, don't even bother with that. Look, do me a favor. At least, like, grab the chancletas, okay? Use those and just remember me, you know, I mean, I know we were only together for like a day, and like this was probably like the worst experience of my life, like even besides the death. But like,
God bless America.
Shut up, you stupid it! Like you, I hate you.
You just hear, I hate you, and the spirit slowly disappears into the ether.
As Mama, you deserved better. I'm sorry.
I do love David. I'll give it to David. David was a cool guy, but this other guy, Cletus, whatever. You, first of all, weird name, bro. Second of all, I hate you.
I pull over to David.
Damn it, David. What are we going to do? This is the third one this week we lost.
Cletus, I don't know how to feel about this. I'm in a very, very morally gray area here as a rabbi. I'm supposed to be helping lives, not taking them. Oh, my goodness.
Mr. David, there's still a chance. Perhaps we could bring the body and have the Florida man reanimate it for us.
Why is your gator hissing at me?
He's saying that maybe we could bring him to the Florida man. I'll bring her, right? It was a her? Yeah, I can't remember. We can bring her to the Florida man, and he can do his little bring her back, you know, because he's got some croquetta skills.
Thank you, Sese.
Let's think this through. Do you really want to be driving through downtown Miami with a carcass in the car?
Well, we got the icebox thrower in there.
I can nibble on the other butt cheek while we take her there.
Fine. You load her up. I'm going to put on the chancletas because it was her dying wish for me to have them.
Okay.
And David delicately puts his ancient feet into the thonged sandals.
They look really good on you, David.
Thank you, Edmana. Wait, does this give me a connection to the spirit all times?
All right. What's the paper say? You got a paper, right?
Oh, right. I don't know if I could read. Here, Cletus.
All right, take that from me.
The aroma of cafecito fills your nasal passages as you unroll the strip and see a map of Florida with an X over the capital, Tallahassee.
God damn.
Written in rich brown ink is a message. See you at school.
Steve, you were right.
I told you.
God damn.
We zoom to a bunker in Tallahassee, Florida. There's a cork board with red string connecting different clippings from Florida Man newspaper headlines. On the desk, we see the little map of Florida with the X over Tallahassee. And as we pan, we see a small CRTV tuned into some local news station.
This is Cari Lopez, reporting live with OCPWH News. New details in the case of the golf course dismemberment in Miami have led authorities to believe that the suspects have fled to Tallahassee.
Oye, chico, pero what happened? This episode of Dungeons & Dreamers was brought to you by our patrons. To check out how you can support the show, click on the links in the description. Dale, people.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
One foot after another. That's all I can do. That's all any of us can do. I was remote ops in the war. Neural implants let me control trucks, drones, whatever you got. Now I'm back and all these government-issue prosthetics are falling apart.
What the hell are you doing in my barn?
I'm just looking for a little power, and then I'll be on my way.
That'll be Arlen Frey. He must have seen you on the drone feeds.
Who is he?
The meanest son of a bitch with a badge.
Broken Road. A dystopian audio drama coming Monday, July 25th, 2022, on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and everywhere else you like to listen. Follow us on Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok at Broken Road Pod. Learn more at www.recursor.tv/Broken Road.